But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Due to popular demand, we've dug very, very deep into our archives and are pleased to announce the re-release of episodes from the last season of The Age of Persuasion. And we've remastered them to fit our Under the Influence format. Here is an episode from 2011.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
I never played with dolls. Okay, that's not completely true. There was a time in my childhood where I did spend hundreds of hours playing with a doll.
Don't say doll.
Good point, Jeff. G.I. Joe wasn't a doll. Creator Don Levine knew boys wouldn't play with dolls, so in a very astute marketing decision, he labeled his G.I. Joe as a, quote, movable action figure. It was 12 inches tall with 21 movable joints, and it came with all sorts of cool accessories like guns, holsters, helmets, canteens, belts, boots, knapsacks, uniforms, binoculars, and dog tags. Nirvana for my brother and me. We would dress them up in manly military wear, and then navigate around footstools and coffee tables and sofas in flat-out warfare right there in the living room. As Levine noted, it was hard to copyright his G.I. Joe creation because it was, essentially, a human body, and everybody's got one. So Levine gave his action figures two definable characteristics. Every G.I. Joe had a scar on his right cheek, and the fingernail of his left thumb was underneath the finger instead of on top. That way, if another company infringed on his copyright, Levine would know. But along with the hours of fun G.I. Joes provided, it was the G.I. Joe commercial that set the entire craze in motion. If you're a male baby boomer, you've never forgotten this jingle.
G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
In an ironic footnote, Vietnam killed the G.I. Joe craze. As late 1960s protests mounted to end the war, the G.I. Joe military toy fell out of favor.
Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
You probably remembered every word of that G.I. Joe jingle. It has been filed in a place where your fondest memories reside. What may surprise you is how many commercials from that era you have stored. Come with me for a ride in a time machine back to your childhood. If you were as glued to the television as I was back in the 60s and 70s, you'll recognize every one of the commercials you're about to hear. From your favorite toys and games, to soft drinks, to food, to laundry products, to your very first perfume. You just may discover that it's not only old movies, television shows, and songs that can make you nostalgic, but so can the commercials you grew up with.
You're under the influence.
When I was growing up in the 1960s, television was a big part of my life. I watched it after school, in the evenings, and especially on Sunday nights when my whole family would gather in the living room to watch The Ed Sullivan Show from 8 to 9 p.m.
I just came back from...
Right after that, Bonanza came on.
And find out which way those horse soldiers are coming.
And to this day, whenever I hear the theme from that show, I still think it's time to go to bed. In that wonderful era, Madison Avenue was beginning to move from the live, stiff, black-and-white commercials of the 50s to the looser, more colorful, more conceptual advertising of the 60s. And the relationship between boomers and the language of advertising was forged. Probably the most nostalgic category has to be toy commercials. Who among us didn't fill their wish list to Santa based on the amazing toys and games we saw on TV commercials? At about the same time as boys were enjoying their G.I. Joes, girls saw a new toy hit the market. Inspired by street vendors who cooked pretzels and chestnuts with just a light bulb, the Kenner Easy Bake Oven appeared in 1963. Since then, over 23 million ovens and more than 140 million cake mixes have been sold, and it was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame in 2006. Girls, remember this commercial?
Easy bake, fast as you can. Mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them bake now. Slide them in, slide them out, easy bake, wow!
Light bulb not included. Another great toy from that era was invented by a naval engineer named Richard James, who was developing springs that could help keep instruments stable aboard ships in rough seas. He accidentally knocked a spring off his desk one day and watched it step between a stack of books to a tabletop to the floor, where it recoiled and stood upright. In that moment, James saw the future.
It's leaky,
for fun, it's the best of the toys. It's Slinky, it's Slinky, the favorite of girls and boys.
His wife Betty dubbed the toy Slinky for the sleek and graceful way it moved. The first store they offered it to was Gimbel's, where 400 Slinkies sold out in just 90 minutes.
Everyone wants a Slinky. You ought to get a Slinky.
It's still a perennial seller, and over 300 million Slinkies have slinked into homes ever since. Boys love cars. Boys love fast cars. Elliot Handler, co-founder of Mattel, decided to create a line of die-cast toy cars for boys. He didn't get much support from inside his company, but he forged ahead anyway. His first big breakthrough was when he developed low-friction wheels suitable for racing on a track. That led to the name Hot Wheels. 16 models were released in 1968, and the very first one was a dark blue custom Camaro. The track was bright orange and could be bent to make death-defying jumps and loops. And who could forget the commercials?
They're new. They're authentic. They're the fastest miniature metal cars you've ever seen. New Hot Wheels, only from Mattel.
Mattel estimates that over 41 million kids grew up with Hot Wheels.
New Hot Wheels, only from Mattel. The fastest miniature metal cars you've ever seen.
Question. If its origin is at the center of C squared, and its axis parallel to X and Y, and if we define the perimeter T as the angle by which the tangent point T rotates on C to the power of 1, and if the distances traveled by B and T create hypotrochoids and epitrochoids, can this actually be fun? Answer? You bet it is.
Amazing. These are just a few of the designs that can be made with Spirograph by Kenner. Change wheels, change colors. Make a million multicolored designs, each so beautiful your eyes won't believe what your hands have done.
Dennis Fisher developed an interest in mathematics and geometry as a child when he was confined to bed with an illness. Someone gave him a book to read to pass the time, titled An Elementary Course on Infinitesimal Calculus. Poor kid. But because of that book, Fisher became fascinated with geometric designs. When he grew up, he began creating military devices for NATO. One day, he was listening to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and just as the choral movement ended, he had a vision. A new device made out of a series of perforated plastic cog wheels and racks. He called it the Spirograph. It became the best-selling toy in 1967 by offering patterns perfectly suited to the psychedelia and flower power of the summer of love. I had a Spirograph, and I loved it, and I wasn't alone, as more than 100 million Spirograph sets have been purchased over the last 40 years. Now, with all that toy playing and easy bake ovening going on, you could work up a thirst. Way back in 1927, Edwin Perkins developed a new drink called Fruit Smack. But shipping the 4-ounce bottles proved costly, and breakage was becoming a problem. So Perkins figured out how to remove the liquid from Fruit Smack so just the remaining powder could be repackaged. He named it Kool-Aid. It became your favorite drink in an envelope. When General Foods later bought the product from Perkins, a big Kool-Aid marketing campaign was launched, complete with the smiling face Kool-Aid pitcher, and the jingle that still keeps floating through our minds.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, tastes great.
You love Kool-Aid, don't wait.
Speaking of cold, refreshing drinks, do you remember a certain hillbilly who liked to yell out,
Yahoo! Mountain Dew!
Now he shoots off the cup. It's more than enough after nipping at that good old Mountain Dew.
Sure as shooting, there's a bang in every bottle of our delicious soft drink, Mountain Dew. It'll tickle your inner.
Mountain Dew was created by two Tennessee beverage bottlers in the 1940s. The name Mountain Dew was a colloquial term for moonshine whiskey, and the original bottle was made to look like it was bootlegged from a mountain still, complete with lines on the bottle that said, "Filled by Ed and Gene." When Pepsi bought the brand in 1964, they continued with that imagery, using the character from the label, Willie the Hillbilly. And while Mountain Dew was tickling your innards, another big soft drink brand was assembling a group of people on another mountain.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In 1971, the Vietnam War was raging, and it would be 3 more years before the U.S. withdrew its troops. There were student protests on campuses across North America, and chants of peace resounded everywhere. And it was in this volatile climate that Coca-Cola created a landmark commercial about peace and love by gathering a group of teenagers from 6 continents on a mountaintop in Italy to send the world a wish.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing, sing with me.
When ad man Bill Backer first presented the jingle to the Coke bottlers, he was met with deafening silence. They felt it didn't sell hard enough. So Backer decided to create a TV commercial around the song. The I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke TV ad was a huge hit immediately and generated more than 4,000 fan letters in its first week on air. One savvy youngster wrote, "Dear Coke, I have heard that you would like to buy the whole world a Coke. Well, you can buy me one. Send the money to Kevin Mitchell in Lawrence, Kansas." 19 years later, in 1990, Coke created the Hilltop Reunion commercial and invited all the same teenagers back to that same hill, only this time, those teenagers brought their own children with them.
You know, it happened right here 20 years ago.
Right here, Mum?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't imagine what it felt like.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world.
Can't stop it. The feeling you get from a Coca-Cola. Can't beat the feeling.
In the mid-70s, I remember hearing this commercial on radio in Sudbury, where I grew up.
To all the patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
The local McDonald's restaurant announced that anyone who could say this tongue twister in less than 3 seconds would win a free Big Mac. So my buddies and I raced over, and may I say, we enjoyed a couple of fine Big Macs that day. There were also many commercials that we grew up with that weren't aimed at us, but instead were targeted at Mom. Remember this one for Calgon detergent, which contained an ancient Chinese secret?
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. New improved Calgon. Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better. In hardest water, Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
And how about the commercial for Alberto VO5 with that television star nobody had ever heard of named Rula Lenska?
I'm Rula Lenska. As an actress, I always have to look my best. So I'm glad that I found a truly great hairspray from America. It's called Alberto VO5. It holds an incredible 14 hours without stiffness or stickiness, so I can breeze through a busy day without worrying about my hair.
One of the funniest commercial campaigns that ran for several years in the 70s was for Gillette Right Guard deodorant. You'll remember the scenario. A hapless husband opens his bathroom medicine cabinet to discover that his neighbor next door shares the same cabinet with him.
Who are you?
Oh, how you doing, guy? I'm your neighbor. Oh, didn't I tell you we share the same medicine cabinet? It's a new modern apartment. Hey, I see you got silver right, guys. New antiperspirant. Yes, sir. Stop soda keeps you dry.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I know all about that. I got the regular right guard. Yep, one shot, and I'm good for the whole day.
Two kinds of people, two kinds of right guard.
Mona!
The series had a great storyline, with the wives eventually meeting through the shared cabinet, then the son on one side, the pretty daughter on the other, with a courtship finally ensuing. The 70s also saw a loosening of the conservatism of the 50s, and the advertising even dared go further than the 60s. Remember Bic pens? They expanded their product line to include a colorful array of Bic lighters and created a very funny and very risque advertising campaign, even by today's standards, by asking you to flick your Bic.
Coffee, tea, or a flick of my Bic?
Flick of the Bic, sir. Oh, a flick of the Bic, sir.
Why just light up when you can flick your Bic? It's smooth, easy on the thumb, and you get thousands of flicks from a single Bic. The Bic Butane.
Shh, stop flicking your Bic.
The 70s was the decade of women's lib, and advertising began to reflect those changing dynamics. One of the landmark commercials that spoke to millions of women who were entering the workforce with pride was for Charlie Perfume. It showed a confident Shelly Hack striding into the office with a briefcase and into glamorous restaurants while turning heads. Even Oprah Winfrey cites it as being one of her big inspirations.
There's a fragrance that's here today, and they call it Charlie. A different fragrance that thinks your way, yeah, they call it Charlie. Kinda young, kinda now, Charlie. Kinda free, kinda wild.
One of advertising's favorite couples, or non-couples, was James Garner and Mariette Hartley for Polaroid instant cameras. It was a long-running series, and even though they weren't married, the chemistry between them was remarkable. Hartley was a woman of the times and was more than a match for the charming Mr. Garner.
Know what you're getting me for Christmas?
Yep.
Got a motor?
Yep.
Bucket seats?
No seats.
You stand up in it?
Nobody ever has.
Give me a hint.
Well, you press a button and it gives you a prize.
You got me a gumball machine.
It's a lot of fun for everybody. It's the simplest one in the world.
It's got a motor. You press a button. It's the simplest one in the world. You didn't.
It's a one step.
But you get those free.
So convincing were these spots that Mariette Hartley began wearing a t-shirt that said, "I am not James Garner's wife." A psychologist at the time said that the reason people thought they were married to each other was because, quote, they were so hostile to each other. As 1979 rolled around to 1980, and advertising was about to enter the me decade, it left behind some of its most enduring commercials. They were signposts of our times, mini-movies that caught the mood of the moment. They made us stop, made us dream, and whipped up more than a little desire that set baby boomers on their consuming ways. And then, when it was all said and done, those messages nestled in our imaginations for all time. Yes, movies can bring back tidal waves of nostalgia. Songs can transport you back to a dance in high school. Old television shows can warm your heart. But amazingly, so can old commercials. They can make you feel 12 years old again, put a smile on your face, and have you singing the lyrics to a jingle you haven't heard for over 40 years. After all, they are the commercials you grew up with when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Under the Influence theme by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Music in this podcast provided by 8PM Music. If you enjoyed this episode, you might also like Famous Advertising Jingles, Season 7, Episode 12. You'll find it in our podcast archives. Follow us on Facebook. See you next time.
Fun fact,
the citric acid in Kool-Aid makes it a handy toilet bowl cleaner. Yeah, you're welcome.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.